harder life than what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail. At the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you. Nights are long, but your mind's waking. A brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
Five, four, three, two, one, now!
Let's go, 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 go.
All right, ready?
Whoa.
Ready?
Hey, here we go, guys.
Ooh,
here we go.
So good.
Get in there.
All right.
Perfect,
all right.
Perfect. And I want you to know, I could not have done this without you.
Fresh blueberry muffins. What a wonderful way to start the day.
Not your day. These are for Sam. Her sixth grade bake sale.
Dad, this is Connecticut. It's a patisserie sale.
Oh, excuse me, patisserie.
Well, they certainly look good.
Uh-huh.
Walnuts.
Macadamias.
Fresh blueberries?
Dad, maybe we should just let her have one.
Why, thank you, darling. At least one of you has a heart.
Yeah. That will be 50 cents.
These are delicious.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you like them, but you know, You got a piece of blueberry stuck between your teeth.
Oh,
oh. Oh, I'll get it.
Hi, Mrs. Bauer.
Hello, Dr. Ferguson. Well, nice to see you. Excuse me. I'm about to go use the water pick.
Oh, I better get it for you. I was giving my gerbil a shower.
Well, let's get this stuff to the patisserie sale. I've got a trunk filled with chocolate chip croissants.
Ooh. Chocolate chip?
Oh, wait. You better hurry. I don't know how long I can hold her back.
Dr. Ferguson, this is my dad.
Hello, Tony Maselli.
Marcy has told me so much about you. You used to play second base for the Cardinals.
Yeah. What are you, a baseball fan?
Oh, the biggest. I always wanted to be a ball player, but my mother said I had to be a doctor instead.
Tough break.
You should see my dad's baseball collection.
Oh, yeah?
He's got a bat signed by Willie Mays.
And a beer bottle signed by Bob Uecker.
That's nothing. Listen to this. My dad has got a baseball signed by all the 62 Mets.
You're kidding.
Well, my dad got it for me when I was just a little kid.
Listen, if you ever want to part with it, maybe we could work out a trade.
Oh.
How about a free triple bypass?
Tempting, very tempting.
Did you ask your dad to sign the permission slip?
What permission slip?
Well, Dad, wonderful Dad. Do you know you're my favorite father?
I'm your favorite father?
You are.
This should be good. Okay, Sam, what is it?
Okay, here it goes. Can I join the ski club?
It's gonna be great. We're going to Vermont over Easter vacation and staying at the Sam Moritz.
Oh, the Sam Moritz, huh? Well, I mean, I don't know, Sam.
Oh, please, Dad, everyone's going.
Oh, well, Sam, I mean, skiing. Skiing's not your sport. I mean, you slide into third, not into trees. Let me think about this.
But, Mr. Maselli, today's the last day.
Honey, if Tony doesn't want her to go, I'm sure he has his reasons, okay?
Oh, I get it. Well, maybe we could pay for it.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It's not the money.
No.
It's not the money. I was afraid that Sam would want to miss her Easter egg hunt. Yeah.
Dad, you always find all the eggs anyway.
All right, hey, you want to go skiing? Give me that slip. Let me have that slip.
Oh, this is going to be great. Oh, shushing down those slopes with the wind in my hair, putting on goggles and chapstick.
Oh. Go shush, Susie.
You know, I always wanted to be a downhill racer.
But your mother.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, can I get a ride with you guys?
Okay, but we're going to be talking about boys.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Well, you can sit up front with me. We can talk about surgery.
Yay!
Bye-bye, Doc.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Marcy.
Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome. I love you. Oh, Oh, yeah, well, much better, much better. Yeah. Did you wash behind your ears?
Oh, no, come on. I've got to catch my train. And don't forget to pick up the dry cleaning. And don't forget, this is $200 for the chimney sweep.
For the chimney sweep? Ooh.
Yeah, and there was one other thing. What was it?
Take Jonathan to the Cub Scouts.
Yeah, don't forget that either.
Yeah. Hey, look at this. $250 for 1 week of skiing.
$250 for a week of skiing? That's a very good deal. I'd go if I were you.
I'd go if I were you. I'm going to send my daughter skiing $250. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree. She's going skiing because I got the money.
Hey, Tony, what are you doing up here?
Hi, Moan. Sam's going skiing.
Oh. Shouldn't she start on the bunny slope?
Not here, Mona, in Vermont. I'm doing this so I can afford to send her.
I love ski trips.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know you skied.
I don't, but I'm legend in the hot tubs.
I bet you are. Hey, Mona, something's stuck here. I don't know what it is.
Well, did you open the flue?
Yeah, I did, but I might have knocked it closed.
Oh, I'll go down and check.
Oh, hey, there's Mrs. Wilmington talking to her gardener, Gus. Only thing is, they ain't talking.
Oh, yeah? What are they doing?
I think he's putting in some perennials.
Never heard it called that before.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Wilmington. Hi, Gus. Nice hollyhocks.
Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, Mom.
I don't see what the problem is. The flue is open.
Well, something's stuck, Mom. Let me give it a whack.
I'll get out now.
That's it, boy. It's clear as a bell now.
What happened?
Well, I'm all ready for Ash Wednesday.
Don't move, Mona. Let me try to clean you up, old man.
I think I'd better take a shower.
Yeah, well, soot yourself. Look at this place. Angela's going to kill me.
Well, you know Angela. Maybe she won't notice.
Mona, you think these chairs will fit in the washing machine? The rug's going to have to be professionally cleaned. Take us all the money I saved cleaning this dumb chimney. So long, ski trip.
Hi, Tony. I'm home.
Hello, Angela. How was your day? Let me get that for you.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was...
What's the matter?
It's a lot like most days. What's going on?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Same old grind. You know, I'm cooking up dinner. Your favorite, rack of lamb. Oh, I know you like that stuff.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
What are those sheets doing on the chairs?
What sheets?
These sheets.
Oh, those sheets. Well, let me...
And why is the rug rolled up?
What rug?
This rug. Does all this have to do with the chimney sweep?
Funny you should mention chimney sweep.
Oh, my stars. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with it myself.
Look at this mess.
Yeah.
And this man calls himself a chimney sweep?
What's in the title?
That is what's wrong with America today, Tony. Shoddy, inept work like this. What? No pride in workmanship. This is incompetence. That's what this is. Sheer incompetence.
Well, incompetence is such a strong word, Andrew.
Well, what would you call it?
Nice try.
Tony, what kind of an idiot would do this? Did the man have a brain the size of a pea?
Angela, well, Angela, my goodness, I guess Tony told you how we cleaned up the chimney.
I beg your pardon.
I did this.
You did this?
Well, now, Angela, don't go crazy or anything. The poor man was just trying to earn a few dollars so he could send his little girl on a ski trip.
Nah, Mona, forget about it. She's right. I'm an idiot with the brain the size of a pea.
Well, Tony, I didn't mean those small little peas. Tony, what on earth would give you the idea that you could clean the chimney?
I saw Mary Poppins 3 times. I don't know, I guess I wasn't using the old pea. I just wanted to give Sam some of the things that like Marcy's father gives to her. I mean, but I can't because he's a big-time surgeon and I'm just a lousy housekeeper.
Oh, Tony, you're not. You're a wonderful housekeeper.
You're just a lousy chimney sweep.
Hey, guys.
Uh-oh.
I didn't do it, Mom. I was at the Cub Scouts. Wasn't I, Tony?
Yes, Jonathan.
What happened? Did the vacuum cleaner throw up?
Sam, that was a good joke. But the truth is that your dad blew it. I think you're going to have to forget about your ski trip.
But, Dad, you promised.
I know, I promised, hon, but I ran into
but
a little
Dad,
problem.
But, Dad, I told everybody in school I could go. What'll I say to them?
I don't know. I guess you're going to have to tell them the truth. You tell them we can't afford it.
But that's not fair.
I know it's not fair, hon, but I don't make the money these people make in Connecticut. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. Sorry we ever came here.
Well, Angela, I'm going back to my apartment now. But before I do, could I borrow a cup of granola?
Of course you can borrow a cup of granola. You can borrow the whole bag. Would you like to borrow a leg of lamb?
Well, that's very generous of you. Thanks. And by the way, I'm going to bring down that shirt that you wanted to borrow.
What shirt? Oh, yes, that shirt. You know, Tony, that's the way we are around here. It's borrow.
I know. But I know what you're up to. It's real nice, but I can't take your money.
Tony, you don't have to take the money. It's a loan.
What kind of loan?
A friendly loan. No interest payments.
No interest payments? Yeah, and when would I have to pay this loan back?
You wouldn't.
No interest payments, and I don't got to pay it back? Where were you when Uncle Vinny's car wash went under? Look, Angela, it just ain't right. I can't take your money.
Now, Angela, I told you he's too proud to take your money, and you ought to respect that in a man.
Thank you, Mona.
So will you take mine?
Doing?
No, I'm not going skiing, that's for sure.
Well, maybe you can. Here, you can have all the money in my bank.
Oh, Jonathan, that's so sweet, but you don't have enough money in there.
Oh, yes, I do. How do you want it? Are 20s okay?
20?
Jonathan, where did you get all of that?
Oh, birthdays, Christmases. You know, I haven't spent one allowance since I was 3. I guess I'm kind of a tightwad.
Yeah,
Jonathan, I'm tempted, but I can't take your money. Oh, I'm so tempted.
Well, I don't want you to leave Connecticut.
Hey, maybe you can get money the way my mommy does.
Jonathan, I don't think they'll let me be president of an advertising agency.
Not that. Mom's got this little plastic card she puts in the slot in the bank, and money just comes rolling out.
Jonathan, that money's not free. It comes from her account.
Uh-oh.
There is it. Taste it. Tell me what you think.
Does it need a little more salt?
No!
Does it have enough oregano?
Yes.
Maybe it needs a bay leaf.
It has enough bay leaf.
Ooh, well, then I think it's perfect.
As long as you like it.
Like it? I love it. I'll give you a $250 bonus for it.
Angela.
How about an advance?
Angela, look. Come on, stop. We gotta face it. Maybe Sam's right. Maybe we shouldn't have come to Connecticut. I just wanted to show my daughter a better life.
And you have.
Yeah, yeah. I showed it to her. I just can't give it to her. I can't send her on one lousy, crummy little ski trip. I can't give her the things that a Dr. Ferguson can.
Oh, well, you know, you can give Samantha a lot of things that Dr. Ferguson can't give Marcy.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Oh, you get to spend a lot of time with Sam.
Oh, ooh, big deal.
Can teach her how to bunt.
Yeah, well, lots of guys could teach their daughters how to do that.
You know, I bet Dr. Ferguson can't cook like you do. Do you know that this is the best sauce I have ever tasted?
It's soup, Angela.
Well, it's a saucy little soup. Oh, come on. Don't be so hard on yourself, Tony.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's lots of things I got that he hasn't got, right?
Right.
I got housemaid's knee. I got a beat-up old van. And I got an old ball. It's about a 62 Mets. They're all here. Look at this here. Marvelous Marv Thronberry. He even signed Marvelous. How do you like that, huh? Here's this here. Hey, Choo Choo Coleman, huh?
Who's Tom Atty?
Oh, that's Too Matty. Too Matty. My father, Too Matty. Oh. Took my old man 8 months to get all these signatures. There you go.
I really appreciate you selling me this.
Yeah. See here? Harry Chidi. He got traded mid-season. My old man had to go all the way to Cleveland for that one.
Cleveland? Wow. That's really dedication.
Yeah. That ball represents a whole year of my father's life. Probably the best year of my father's life.
Are you sure you want to sell this?
Oh, sure. What are you kidding me? I hardly ever use it.
How much do you want for it?
Well, you know, it's not that I need the money, Doc. You know, it's a,
oh, yeah, I know
need
that.
The money.
How about $250?
That sounds just right, Doc. Really, that's perfect. Oh, what's that, your hospital?
No, that's my mother. I'm late for dinner.
Oh, Tony, I think it's just wonderful what you did.
Thanks, Amy.
You know, it's so magical. It's like Christmas. Selling your father's baseball for your little girl's happiness, and she doesn't know about your sacrifice. It's like an O. Henry story.
Angela, get hold of yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, but look at this. This is great. Are you kidding me? They're going to have a great time. Look, they start over here, right? Mm-hmm. Then they ski down the rail splitter to there, right? Then they go down the flying squirrel to there. Then all the way down here to Mighty Mite.
Woo. Oh, no, Tony, they can't do that. That's the expert slope.
Yeah, well, then they make a left turn and go right into the first aid station.
That's a good idea. That's where they keep the brandy. And the guy's name's Sven.
Sven?
Hi, Dad.
Hey, my baby. Hey, sweetheart. Ooh, this looks like fun. It's going to be great. You're going to have a great time, honey.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? It's great.
Heads up.
What's this?
Looks like a baseball sound by the 62 Mets.
I know it's a baseball sound by the 62 Mets. I mean, where'd you get it?
I saw it at Marcy's and I thought you might want to have it.
Sweetheart, I sold this to Dr. Ferguson.
Yeah, and I bought it back. Dad, I don't want you selling Grandpa's ball to send me on some crummy ski trip.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean you bought it back? Where'd you get the money to buy this?
Dad, this is Connecticut. I have wealthy friends.
Mommy, you owe me
like 250 clams.
I think it's time we sat down and had a little talk here.
Come on, Mr. Rockefeller. I want to discuss renegotiation of your allowance.
It's a pretty nice thing you did for me here, Sam.
It was a pretty nice thing you did for me, too.
So, what do you think? You think we belong in Connecticut?
Well, I made a list.
Oh, yeah? Good, because, you know, usually I like lists.
On this side, I wrote all the things I like about living here. I mean, there's Jonathan and Angela, Mona, my friends, the nice school I go to. I mean, I even like my teacher.
So do I. No, I mean, but what's on the bad side?
The only bad thing is we're not loaded. And I mean, I can't always have things like ski trips and riding lessons and designer underwear.
Designer underwear?
They make it, Dad, and Marcy's got it.
Holy moly. Well, you know something, Sam? Truth is, we weren't exactly big shots in the old neighborhood.
That's what I figure. And hey, I'd rather be broke in a house with three bathrooms, right?
Yeah. Less waiting. You know, Sam, you ain't exactly a bag lady. I mean, we ain't stone broke. I wasn't going to tell you this until you were 16, but I think you're old enough now. When you were a baby, your mom and I, we started a little account for you, you know? And every time somebody gave us Christmas money for you or birthday money for you, we put it in there, you know? And then I snuck in whatever I could here and there, and I think there's about $2,000 in there now.
$2,000? I'm an heiress.
Oh, well.
Is it really all my money?
Yeah, it's all your money. And it's your responsibility, because you just proved that you can handle it. Can I trust you, baby? And I know that someday you're going to do something really, really important with that money.
All right. I'm going skiing.
Where are they? They should have been back from Vermont hours ago.
Oh, relax, Tony. They probably got stuck in traffic, or maybe they stopped for a hamburger.
Or x-rays. I got a bad feeling, Angela. I see a fall. I see a spill, a bad spill, and it's Sam, and I know it. Boom, a bad one, a bad spill.
Oh, Tony, don't tell me you believe in premonitions. That's nonsense.
Now, Angela, don't be so earthbound.
I mean, see, sometimes parents have ideas about things like this. Like, what about, like, the time I predicted that you would not go to the junior prom?
It just proves my point, Mother. I did go to the junior prom.
I mean with a date, Angela.
That's them. She's getting out of the car. She can walk. It's a miracle.
They must have stopped off at Lourdes.
Oh, Sam. Oh, Samantha, I'm just so happy you're in one piece.
Oh, Tony, you see, I told you premonitions were ridiculous. Oh.
What premonitions?
Oh, I guess it's soon. I just kept seeing this big fall.